What is up, Game Pass or Pass subscribers? Corey here. I am joined by, as always, Basher.
What's the deal, good sirs?
You might have noticed there's no intro on this one. That's because this is just a public service announcement for all of you. All of you. We've got some news. We talked about this briefly on our Artful Escape episode, which will be, you've probably heard at this point, but just in case you didn't, or you already played the game, or you were trying to be spoiler-free, as we were talking, I decided that we should probably talk about this briefly, not in an episode, just in case, but we're going to be doing some new types of content here, and give you a little bit of background of why we're doing that. So a lot of times, you know, the hot thing these days is to have YouTube or have a Patreon or something like that. And the whole idea is to get more content, right? Like make some donations or, you know, do your monthly Patreon and we'll get you some more content, exclusive content, etc. We're not really about that. We like content, but I think Basher said it best in that, like, we have lives and we have day jobs. You know, this is not a full-time thing for us. We do this on the side. I say that as if like it's like a side gig. Like we don't. If you're listening to this, thank you, because our audience size is not large. You know, we have a couple hundred listeners that are pretty dedicated, but beyond that, it's you know, some episodes do much better than others. So I'm not entirely sure why. I've not really looked into it, but it's not huge. So A, I don't think we could do a Patreon, and B, we don't really want to. So
no, I agree. It's like for me, I think you said it best as well. If we went hard with this to a point where we added Patreons and donations and stuff, it then would feel more like a job, more like an obligation, and less like a fun thing to do, like a fun hobby, a fun way to get some content out to people who may enjoy it. That said, I definitely am looking forward to more feedback, more interaction from you guys, more suggestions, especially because as Corey's going to tell you, we are going to do some more content here, some more bonus episodes, and your feedback, your opinions matter way more than your dollars for me.
Right, for sure. And as always, you know, you can email us gpopfans@gmail.com, or you can shoot us a voicemail text message. I'll say we're not, this isn't the end of it, but I'll put it at the end here too. 574-651-9256. You can, right now you can do that. But you know, so like the whole reason that we started, you know, I come from a modest journalist background. Like I used to do the back in the day when you would write reviews, you know, that's what I did full time. I traveled to different events and I stayed in no-tell motels and tried that out for a while, and while I enjoyed that time, it's not something I want to do again. But I still enjoy making content, but I don't like that that constant, you know, the gaming industry moves fast. You know, you have games released every single day, you have games released, you know, big games every other week, it seems like, and that monetary as well as just time investment of constantly having to always be on the new and best thing, like, it's fun and it's exciting because you have something to do, but I really, at the end of the day, I like, not to sound, you know, too cheesy, I love video games, and that's, I want to talk about them. And so Game Pass was something that when it originally was introduced back in 2017, and I was talking to you and Chris, and I have it written down somewhere. I was like, this is going to change the industry. Because it's going to open up games to so many more people. And then when Microsoft announced the day one thing, I was like, I was like, you know, this is going to be huge. And I say that simply because it gives more people access to games. So the idea was basically, it's like, well, everyone's going to have these games that we talk about. This isn't an instance to where we're only covering the big games, or if we're covering indie games, like some people might have it. Chances are, if you're listening to this podcast, you can go and play this game right now. I think that's really cool. But that being said, you know, it does have its drawbacks. You're not always going to play the newest stuff. So, and unfortunately, in the engine that is the internet, you know, not having always covering, we're not going to cover Battlefield 2042. So we're not going to get that pop of audience and exposure that podcasts sometimes get for doing that. So this is a way for us to, you know, make new content and hopefully cover some other areas to bring in more people, but as well as, like you said, you know, bring more content to it. So.
No, absolutely, and again, it's we're dedicated to our hobby, and I remember back in the day where I also was just going super hard with my own podcast and doing the editing, the obviously the recording, the post production, the articles, the website management, just all that stuff, and trying to stay on the ball is just, that grind is hard, man. And it's fun for the first few months, but then it just becomes a job in and of itself. And I stopped enjoying the games I was playing. I started playing them from a point of view of just to critique it half the time, instead of just to enjoy it. I think this podcast and the way we do this podcast enables me to definitely just enjoy the game as it is, and without thinking too much, well, I got to do a podcast about this, or I have to finish this all the way through right now because another day one dropped today. But like the way we're doing this now makes it easy, makes it comfortable, and it makes it fun.
Yeah, totally. And at the end of the day, like you said, I want to enjoy the games that I play. And there's a time when you are, you know, when you are working to try and cover this industry, it's that, especially when you're first starting out, you know, for the first 2 years that I did it, you know, you don't get the big games for review. You only get the small ones. And while it's super, you know, I always enjoyed working with the smaller publishers because they want it more, you know, like they want you to cover their games. Whereas with the bigger guys, it's like, you've got to kind of beg them to cover it. It's kind of weird. And that's changed a lot over the years. Like, I'm not saying that, but you know, that's how it is now, but you know, but the idea of writing review is just not, it's not common anymore. You know, you got influencers, you've got the YouTube crowd, and like, it's just different. I don't enjoy that aspect of it. I don't, like you said, I don't enjoy, you know, playing a game simply to review it. So with Game Pass, it gives us an opportunity to sort of, you know, we are limited in our scope and what we can and can't play, but it's such a vast net compared to having to cover whatever's day one. And game discovery is the key thing for me. There's games that I never would have played if it wasn't for Game Pass, and probably this show, probably both. You know, there's some stuff that, you know, it's just like, hey, like we need to find, you know, something new. Like let's find some content. We both just download all the games and just see, you know, see what happens. You know, there's plenty of games that we played that we haven't done episodes about simply because we didn't have a lot to say, or it just didn't hit with us, and or it didn't grab us right away. And so there's a lot of different ways to approach this. But all that's just to say, I want to keep this under 10 minutes, is that, so we're going to be doing some bonus episodes that are just going to be covering more topics in the Game Pass industry. Like for instance, we're going to be doing an episode on quality control, because quality control and Game Pass is, I don't want to say it's becoming an issue, but I have some issues with it. So we're going to be talking about just more stuff about Microsoft as well as Game Pass in general. But also, we originally had like a sister podcast idea called Movie Pass or Pass, because that was back when Movie Pass was a thing. So if you have not, if you were not part of that or don't understand, it was basically, you know, you see one movie a day for $10 a month. So both of us, you and I, we abused that. We were one of those people. And it was just the idea of, it's like, let's just see a random movie, and since the monetary involvement is very low, check it out. Because chances are, if you're listening to that podcast, you have Movie Pass as well, so go check it out. But we're not going to be doing that one regularly. That's just going to be, we both see movies still, so we're going to be doing an episode on Venom, Let There Be Carnage, simply because we just want to talk about it. We spend a lot of our preamble before these episodes talking about it. I can't tell you how many times we've talked about Zack Snyder and the DC Justice, or the DCU, the Snyderverse, as you has called it. And I think those would always be fun, I think, if we would have recorded them and just put them out to see what people say. So basically, this is to bring more content and just to give you an update and all that fun stuff. So. But yeah, there you go. Anything else you want to say?
Yes. If you guys have any suggestions, and or if you guys, especially if you guys play something on Game Pass that you really think we should try out, let us know. And now that you know how the bonus episodes are working, if you want us to talk about an aspect of Game Pass that bothers you or that you find or check the Game Pass that you that we don't know about, let us know that, as well as movies now. Like, if there's something out there that really just grabs you, let us know. Like, we'll happily look into it, and we will hopefully get to it.
Yeah, and we've definitely done that in the past. We haven't gotten a ton of feedback, but again, our audience is smaller. But no, like, anytime someone's asked us, you know, we got asked to play the Blair, asked us to play Blair Witch, we did that. And so there's been a couple instances, but yeah, feedback is extremely important, and we will always take it and consider it. So, just so you know, like these episodes are not going to be in a different feed or anything like that. It's going to be in the main feed. And so you don't have to worry about subscribing to anything else, but, we're going to be labeling them as bonus episodes. So if for whatever reason you're listening to this and you're like, I don't give a damn about this, why are you doing this? You will be able to skip them pretty easy. So, all right, that's going to do it, for this little PSA announcement for it. So new content is coming, coming soon. So hopefully check it out. Again, gpopfans@gmail.com, or you can shoot us a voicemail or a text message, 574-651-9256. Again, 574-651-9256. We'll see you back on the regular episode. We're going to be talking about Myst.
Good day, sirs.